With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Towns along the South Shore are taking part in the region's first ever Pride Week. For the past several years, most local municipalities have flown the Pride flag in a show of solidarity with the 2S LGBTQ+ community. This year, Lunenburg Pride is working to increase their exposure by expanding the annual flag raising to a week of events, including a dog show, seniors' lesbian social, trivia night and pub night, ending with a drag show and dance on Saturday. Chair of Lunenburg Pride, Steve Ellis, says there's a large 2S LGBTQ+ community on the South Shore, and they wanted to tailor events to suit local needs.
Not everyone wants to go all the way to Halifax to have events, and they'd rather be supporting their own community. So we decided this year that we wanted to have a week's worth of events that will include all demographics and something on a smaller scale that represents our community better than the city.
One event that has generated some controversy is Drag Queen Storytime being hosted by the Margaret Henniger Library in Bridgewater. Following several inappropriate comments, South Shore Public Libraries closed commenting on the event on Facebook. Ellis says there's no reason to fear a man reading to children while wearing a dress.
But if you think about it on a very basic level, it's no different than hiring a clown for your kid's birthday party. That's a man dressed up in drag. Like, you know, if we take away the seriousness about it, you know, because it's serious that we get hate about it. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of things that kids go to where people are dressed up. So this is no different.
Each year, the region of Queens flies the Pride flag to coincide with Halifax Pride events in July. Ellis says the Lunenburg Pride group would like to see the week expand next year and says Queens would be a natural fit.
We're definitely open to working with Queens. I know that we have people who work with the municipality who work on various inclusion projects that have contacted us and we've worked on things together in the past. So yeah, I mean, we definitely would be willing to work with them to make an even bigger organization.
Ellis says hosting a week of events to increase their visibility is important to members of the 2S LGBTQ+ community, particularly in rural areas of Nova Scotia.
It means a lot to me, and I know others who have approached us, you know, telling us what it means to them to have events to go to. And if they're not comfortable going to the events, they can drive all across the South Shore and they're going to see a pride flag waving. And they know that they're in a safe space. And that means more than all the events together. And the events allow us to do more meaningful work.
For more information about South Shore Pride Week events, head to the Lunenburg Pride Facebook page. We've provided a link on our webpage. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.